Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I want to hear his favorites.
Got to start with the man in the mirror, man. We're trying to fix this thing.
Yeah, we are. We are trying.
Accountability.
Yeah, well, that's what we do here on the Midday Show. A lot of accountability. Jason Avant here with us to help us with some accountability. Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS at Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls and some thoughts on this Bears game. But first, Jason, curious if you have seen it similar to Shio Kapati, our buddy Shio Kapati. Listen to what he said as he watches the film of the Eagles offense, specifically what he's seeing when he watches Jalen Hurts.
The Hurts stuff, it is just very hard to understand what determines whether he's willing to pull the trigger or not on some of these throws. You know, like you're saying, he's doing it early on. We've seen him do it before. We've talked about it when he does it. And then there are other plays where we're not in his head. We don't know exactly what he's feeling, but you look at it on film and you go, the ball's supposed to go there. He's looking right at it. He has protection. Why is he not throwing the ball? And you don't have to believe us saying that. Devontae Smith was mic'd up saying the exact thing a couple of weeks ago. I can't explain it. I don't know if it's just he's saying, hey, this is the score. He's calculating all these things in his head, saying, let's not turn the football over. Maybe there's something happening that we don't see. I don't know, but it is frustrating to watch on film. There were certainly those occurrences in this game where you say, if you're like Kevin Petullo or Nick Sirianni, you're saying, we're taking all this heat. Look at this play. You know, the ball's supposed to, we repped it on Thursday and Friday and he threw it and we don't know why he didn't throw it here. There are those aspects to the Eagles film as well. So again, it's not just one thing. There are things the coaches could do better. There's no doubt about it. We hammer those every single week. There are the turndowns from Jalen Hurts. There are offensive line things.
Jason, when you watch it, do you get or do you wonder the same thing Shield does? Like, what is determining why he does or does not pull the trigger?
Well, it depends on the game.
Okay.
In this Dallas game, you can't say that. The only play that you can say that they were totally, you know, beat on was the 3rd-and-2, right? So there is options for Jalen Hurts. He didn't take those options, and okay, that's the play. Other than that, Jalen moved the ball mm-hmm. and was pretty effective in the game. The thing that hurt the Eagles' offense was an untimely penalty.
A lot of them.
They had, you know, eight possessions, I believe, in the second half or whatever it was. Not eight possessions, but after the 21-0. And they had the ball at the fringe area four times. And every single one of those times, it was a false start. It was a legal formation. It was a phantom, you know, pass interference on, you know, Devontae for on a Dallas Goedert one. Like there was a phantom one. Yeah, so it was something that would knock us out, and then you have the Saquon fumble. And so in the second half, they were firing all cylinders in the first half, and then late in that second quarter, that's when all the penalties start to just compile. And that was the reason this game. It wasn't because Jalen was missing a bunch at all. And he threw the ball and he took chances. Now, in games prior, there are definitely times where you wonder, the Green Bay game, like, yo, get the ball up.
Right.
And throughout the season, you have those moments where there's one-on-ones and the guys are just like, hey, just throw it, like, and I'll make you right. So I think that over the last few games, he is correcting that. In the Detroit Lions games, guys were dropping balls. And he was throwing it to the right place. The wind would get it. Or guys were – I talked about A.J. Brown. They run him up between the guard and the tackle and the tight end.
Right.
And he didn't uncover. Like, what else do you want the man to do? So, yes, there's times, but these last two games, it wasn't because he was looking at things. He was let down, and it was penalties in these last two. But previous to that, he's accurate.
Okay. So you mentioned there that there's a lot of penalties on Sunday.
In some games. Like the Vikings games, he was great. And then it was a home game that he was great, too.
Giants?
Devontae was
Giants game.
Yeah, Giants game.
Was great. That was probably the best game they played overall with the offense the whole year.
Yeah, and AJ wasn't even in that game.
Yeah, he wasn't.
But, you know, so yeah.
So you mentioned the penalties. There was a lot of them. What happened on the one where Pryor was in and then he was kind of covered up? Because there, it seemed like no one wanted to talk about what happened on that. Is that a matter of the receiver's got to get off the line so that he can get on it?
Joe, that pissed me off. Let me tell you why I pissed me off. Not the play in itself, because people are going to make mistakes.
Mm.
But it's the post game that pissed you off.
Mm.
When you ask A.J. Brown the question directly and he says, oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
I saw
and
that.
It wasn't me.
I saw that.
Like, because that tells me that you don't know what the hell is going on the field, because I know what's going on. I've been in that position.
Sure.
So you're basically either you Donald Trump in me or you don't know what the hell is going on.
We're talking politics on this.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. So A.J. Brown is supposed to be off on that. Matt Pryor's at the tight end position. It's the extra old lineman. He's at the tight end position. So you back off the ball. And that's simple. I'm not mad at the mistake being made. It's not something that you practice all the time.
Right, it's not a play they run often. Yeah.
It's the press conference and him not knowing that he was at fault. Now, that's a bigger issue, because if you don't know at this stage in your career that you're at fault on that play, it's a problem.
You know what? I saw that, and I saw your response to when you saw that play. To me, it was the smirk. It was kind of the smirky look. Like I like AJ, and he's been under a lot of fire lately, man, but you have to be able to read the room, and you have to know that. You know, you can't – the way you present, especially now, because we're in a situation where you're looked at as the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And when you present that way, it just adds fuel to the fire for people when they get mad at you. So you can't do that. The smirk got me.
Yeah.
Well, and it's a matter of, like, you're a captain on the team. Like, you said, things happen. It's not a play they run very often. But if it was him, he just said, that's on me. Like, it's okay.
That ball was down. Dallas got that play was run twice. Both of them call back.
Yeah.
Right? So that's annoying. But that play got us down to, like, the 35, 36. We're already in field goal
that
range.
That play clearly works if they just stop messing up on it.
Yeah. That now we're in a position to, you know, get points in that, you know, and that's one of those second half positions where you get points. I will say this about that game, and this is going to the other side of the ball. Defense, I don't know what we saw on film. If George Pickens scared our defensive back or whatever it was, this man had so much free access, and that's so unlike the Philadelphia Eagles cornerbacks. We get in people's face. This man ran off the ball at his leisure at any time. Everyone was afraid to press him, and I don't understand why. Yes, he's a strong dude,
sure.
and he bullies people in the run game. But that shouldn't deter you from getting in faces. And that's a problem, because when your second level doesn't reroute and you have one-on-ones down the field, when guys are running full speed, you're not going to be successful. And guess who does these stacks and bunches and makes you play like that?
Chicago,
because Ben Johnson. And if we're not willing to be physical and reroute receivers within that 5 yards, we're not going to have success on the back end. So we got to bring it. That last play with Quinyon, when Pickens caught the slam, picked off by Michael Carter, that's on Quinyon. Everyone says Michael Carter. No, go up and press him. It's 3rd and 2. You can't give up any more yards. They're in field goal range already.
Yeah, like, why are you giving them the space to get it going anyway?
They can't do that.
What did you think? And then we'll get back to the Bears thing in a second. And we found the cut of AJ, just so everyone could hear what Jason is talking about. But what did you think of Cooper on the outside? He was kind of forced into it. I felt like they were throwing at him when he was there. Now, I realize it's on the fly, tough spot. But people have wondered for a while, could he play outside? It wasn't a great day for him on Sunday.
Yeah, it wasn't a great day. But you're talking about guys that are like high 50-50 catch guys, you know, like 50-50 balls. They're going to go up and get those. I will say this. He's in position, and it's the NFL. You're going to have games like this. There was not a time where you're looking at it like it was a Dory Jackson where he's 5 or 6 yards separation and running. Coop was in position. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Make plays every one of those times. Now, guys make better plays on the ball than him, so I wouldn't be alarmed. Can he play out there? He can. He was in position. That's what you would ask for. And if we have safeties hurt, I don't know if he'll be out there, but I think he may go back to safety if Blankenship is not there.
Okay, let's hear. So we found the cut. This is what Jason was referencing. A.J. Brown after the game. This is the play where in the prior, the illegal formation because they weren't aligned correctly. Here is A.J. react to that after the game when asked what happened there.
I don't think it was me, though. Like, you got to know why the mistake was made.
Of course you do.
That's it. Like, because going forward, I don't know if it's going to happen again if you don't know. You know, so that's it. I'm not trying to over-criticize AJ. It just was perplexing to me. So now, in a game, I'm like, that's unfortunate. But after the game, I'm like, damn, did he learn a lesson?
Yeah, and
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.